Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, interesting story, though, in the Trib about Pittsburgh doctors and their studies of COVID-19 and to what extent blood type makes a difference. Are you A? Are you O? I'm not even sure what blood type I am, and not sure if it even makes that much of a difference. Joining us right now, Division Chief of Critical Care Medicine and Medical Director of the Medical and Burn Intensive Care Units at West Panda Hospital in Pittsburgh, Dr. Amit Kaura. Dr. Kaura, welcome to KDKA Radio. Good to have you. Doctor, thank you very much for making time for us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This issue of blood types, to what extent does it matter, and to what extent is it just a curiosity at this point?
So I think right now it's still very early to denote the significance of what blood type has to do with how the virus infects people. It's a start that can open up potentially more doors and more research in helping us treat COVID-19.
Okay. And I, in reading this story, I came across how in looking at this in Europe, and there are some studies that show at least there that type A blood more likely to have severe disease, type O less likely. But then there haven't been studies to examine this here in the States and specifically in the Pittsburgh area. Why would a study differ here as compared to the studies in Europe?
I don't think the studies per se would differ. The studies that are coming out of Europe are all retrospective, with prospective studies coming out as time goes on. The problem with this disease is that we are all learning in real time, which is why our knowledge has evolved from March until present day. So I don't think the studies per se wouldn't really vary too much.
Okay. And with what we know from the studies, it really doesn't change the way we ought to be behaving individually, regardless of what our blood type is?
No, absolutely not. Irrespective of your blood type, your age, whether you have chronic conditions or not, everybody needs to take their due diligence with face coverings, social distancing, and hand hygiene.
And is there any doubt in your mind that those three bits of advice that you just gave are key to beating back COVID-19 in the States?
Absolutely not. I think this is a social disease. It spreads by interaction with one another. We as people can't stay away from one another. So we have to do what we can to mitigate that risk.
When you talk to colleagues, is it an issue that you guys encounter, the idea of how to persuade more and more people to engage in these activities? And it seems as though, at least to me, that the mask is probably first and foremost and the one that is the most difficult for people to want to take part in and engage in.
Yeah, I think, a lot of us as physicians have a lot of patients that don't abide by the mask wearing policy or even social distancing. And it's difficult, and we understand that human nature to interact with one another.
Once again, we're talking with Dr. Amit Kaura, and he is the Chief of Critical Care Medicine and Medical Director of the Medical and Burn Intensive Care Units at West Penn Hospital here in Pittsburgh. And we're talking about the possibilities of blood type playing a role. And when it comes to the issue of blood types, back to that if we could for a moment here, when it comes to that, this idea that some blood types have greater antibodies than others, is there an understanding as to why that is the case?
There's really no clear-cut answer at this point. There's a lot of speculation and theories. So the study itself showed that people with type O blood had represented less of the patients that were severely ill as a result of COVID-19. The study showed that people with type A blood were the most predominant in the severely ill. There's a multitude of theories. One of the theories has to do with the fact that type O blood has inherent antibodies to both A and B, and therefore the body is better equipped to fight infections.
Mm-hmm.
Another theory is that the type A blood, the gene that codes for type A blood also codes for the ACE2 receptor, which is the receptor that the virus binds to enter the cells. So at this point, everything is just speculative and hypothesized.
All right. We will continue to watch what's going on and follow the studies where they go and monitor how things are progressing. Looking forward to having you back on as we get more information, Doctor.
Absolutely. My pleasure.